Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend June Reed is with us, ladies and gentlemen. June is a great American, in short. But the longer version is she's a senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency, which is part of the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. She's been there now, I think, 3.5 years at least. We've been talking to her about that long, and she is our fourth or fifth contact in Iraq since the war began over there, and since we started helping the Iraqis reclaim their country. Every quarter or so, June joins us to give us a real report, what's really going on the ground over there, ladies and gentlemen. Not the stuff that you get in the newspapers, which is definitely biased, or maybe now that things are going well, maybe you're not getting anything in the papers, even though now's the time when we ought to be hearing about some of the good news, and June's here to talk to us about that. June Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you back, June. It's so good to hear your voice. We think about you all the time. We pray for your safety and those of your other colleagues over there and our men and women in uniform. We keep you in our thoughts and prayers all the time and just admire the good work that you guys are doing. June, now, was I correct? Has it been 3.5 years?
No, it's been almost 4.5 years.
Almost 4.5 years. I lost a year there, June. How could that happen?
Yes.
And I remember,
that's all right.
I think
time flies.
Well, I think when we hooked up with you, you had been there about a year or so. But you've been a faithful correspondent for us the last three or more years to give us a report on how things are going. June, we've had some tough times over the years. You've been on the show before. When things were looking good, they turned bad again. I remember there were times when I could tell by your voice that you were really concerned about how things were going. But the corner has been is it safe to say, June, that the corner has been turned, that there is truly a new day in Iraq right now?
Yes, indeed there is. There are still opportunities for us to undertake many challenges with the Iraqis. They need to still do a lot of things, but absolutely, definitely.
Well, let's talk about some of the elements of that observation, June. First, let's talk about the military. How has the Iraqi military and the police force stepped up? How are they stepping up to take over the security of Iraq?
Well, in actuality, province by province, the 15 southern provinces, excluding those three provinces in what is normally called Kurdistan, we are province by province turning over the security of the province to the national Iraqi military. So that has been going on and continues to do so, and believe it or not, they have taken over security in Anbar.
Wow.
Of all places that...
Four years ago...
Some of our conversations, we never would have guessed that, but indeed they are, and they've been succeeding in all these areas.
The Al-Anbar province, folks, which includes Fallujah, when 2004...
And Ramadi.
Yeah, and Ramadi, that province was basically the launching pad for Al-Qaeda, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in Fallujah that particularly sparked all of that. Yes, indeed. Now that particular province is managed by the Iraqi military in terms of security. We still do have Marines there, but most of their time is spent on assisting and supporting the Iraqi government, local and national government, to achieve their economic objectives rather than full security of the area. So
right.
The Iraqis are doing it themselves, and we are supporting them in a role in terms of mostly as an advisors for their economic development. We're working directly with the provincial council out there, and the national government to bring them both together to serve the people of Iraq with common goals and objectives and initiatives. And they are doing that. They are spending their money on infrastructure for the cities and for the entire province, as well as many initiatives for building new construction, water, sewer, electricity, all of those things that are very essential, as well as bringing markets alive, looking at all sorts of agricultural activity and support for the farmers out there.
Hold on to that thought, June. I want to come back to the markets in a minute. When we come back after these messages, folks, how do you like this report? Isn't it? It's beautiful to me. The work that's been done over there, the sacrifice that's been made to hear this kind of positive report, this positive progress that we're getting out of Iraq. Why aren't we hearing more about this from the mainstream media? Shame on them for not reporting this. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Little Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Built them for you. No barriers to entry. Hope you use them to your advantage. They will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. June Reed is our guest, our good friend and one of our heroes, senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency, which is part of the U.S. Embassy there in Baghdad. And June has been there now for over 4 years, working with the Iraqis through thick and thin, through danger and calm, through putting her own life and her own life on hold back here in the United States, and her body and life in peril, in harm's way over there. That's the reason she's one of our heroes. June, I said that I got a little wound up in the end of the last segment, but I'll tell you what, I've had time to think about it. And I still feel the same way. Shame on the mainstream media for not reporting the progress. June, when I think of the sacrifices that have been made on many, many levels, I met a gentleman last week whose son had been killed by sniper fire. My own son spent two tours there. Thank God he came home safely. Thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people have sacrificed so much. And now that we've got a payday, June, now that we've got some good news, we've got the possibility of a democratic country that can take care of itself in the middle of that neighborhood over there. Now that we've got all this good news, where's the reporting, June? Why isn't this something that we should be shouting this from the rooftops as a great success story for the United States, June? Why is that not happening?
Well, I think one overall issue is that one doesn't think good news is news. That's unfortunate in general. Sensationalism is. And even when we were having more difficulties, you know, in 06, there were still good things going on, and the only news that was ever reported were the car bombs.
That's right.
Instead of,
except when you were on my show,
slower progress, but it was progress at the time. And now I think that they are very blasé about Iraq in many ways. It is
right.
It is not something that they want to follow up on, which I do think is sad, because this is where the U.S. government and many other governments and fine people have, as you said, sacrificed not only their lives, but much time, energy, effort, and worked with Iraqis. And the Iraqis also need to have a lot of credit, who are here day to day working with under a lot of pressure, but a lot of opportunity, and they are making great strides.
Well, even in 06, June, even in 06, when you were talking about how things tough things were, you and I were reporting on the fact, on this show, on the fact that you were helping them get
at that time, yes.
Yeah, that you were helping them get the stock exchange going, that the electrification, the digitalization of the stock exchange. And so here's my question, June. Now, you're an outstanding spokesperson for the reconstruction of Iraq over there. How many mainstream media outlets contact you for your comments on what's going on in Iraq?
Well, not very many. I rarely am contacted at all for much of anything. Sometimes it's very specific things. They do contact others within the embassy from time to time, usually on one very particular topic or another. But I just think in general the media is not interested in reporting good things in Iraq, as they have a bias for against that and have from the very beginning. That is an unfortunate situation.
Well, the last thing in the world the a lot of the mainstream media is going to do is help one party over another. They're not going to help if there's a good report right now on Iraq. You know, that would help John McCain, and I think a lot of the media are just not going to do that. And that's to me that's a crime almost. And I'll say it again, shame on them for not doing that. All right, June, let's get back to. I want to talk about some of the other positive things that are going on. Talk to us about the stock market. The Iraqi stock market is up and running, isn't it?
Well, the stock market, yes. The stock market was assisted in opening since 2004. They now just recently put on two more companies, so they have 96 companies listed on the Iraq Stock Exchange. The automation will be completed by the end of this year, so in very short order, they will begin to dematerialize shares, so we don't have to have paper stock certificates.
Right.
Among many other things, the new
this is
Iraq
capitalism, ladies
law,
and gentlemen. Capitalism
yes,
happening in Iraq.
It. It is actually the new Iraqi securities law has been presented to Parliament. It's in the very first stages in the legal committee for review, but that has been completed, and that was done step by step with the Stock Exchange and the Securities Commission, which were both set up since 2004.
Right.
They are certainly well and functioning. Full rules and regulations have already been written and adopted for that, as well as bylaws. So when that law is passed, the whole legal regime will be fully operational. It is in place now under the CPA order, but it will be under the new law, which is international standards and for transparency and protections for investors. There are foreign investors. There are some funds and individuals from a variety of countries in the region and outside the region that have invested in the stock
exchange. And these firms that are... These firms that are being listed are not just oil companies either, or oil-related
no,
firms, are they?
No, in fact, there are no oil companies listed. There are no oil companies
Think
listed.
Of, yeah.
South Oil Company, North Oil Company are all state-owned entities. The vast majority of them are private sector. Some have a bit of ownership by the government, but the rest are all private sector companies in a variety of sectors.
June, when we come back after these messages, would you talk to us about how small businesses are doing in Iraq?
Yes, indeed.
We're going to get a small business report right in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen, right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back with June Reed. She's in Iraq. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with us. We're visiting with June Reed. June is one of our very important Brain Trust members. She's a senior consultant with the Iraqi Reconstruction Agency and the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, based out of Baghdad, but travels all over the country. And June, one of the things, and by the way, before I go any further, and I know you don't like it when I say things like this, but I want you to know that you are an example of the best of humanity and the best of America. When I think about somebody who's a great American, somebody who is just a wonderful example of nobility, I think about the work that you're doing. I know you're going to defer to your colleagues, and I agree with you.
Yes,
I put that on them too. I mean, I bestow all the honor that I could possibly gin up with my words and my emotions, June. I bestow that upon them too. But you're their face for us. You're their voice for us. And I just want you to know that there are people in America, and there are people around the country who think what you have done, you and your colleagues have done, is a big deal, and I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you. That is very kind.
Well, it's the truth, and I just want you to know you're going to wind up spending 5 years of your life in Iraq helping those people selflessly. I know you could make a lot more money on Wall Street, which is where you came from, than what you're doing right now. And I just want you to know it's a big deal, and you will forever have our admiration. June, talk to us about small business in Iraq.
Well, small businesses in Iraq are growing tremendously. Many more of them have registered as new businesses, as well as existing businesses are finding many more outlets for their products. People have a large pent-up demand for consumer goods here, as well as goods across the board. Iraq is importing many, many, many items across the board. Washers, dryers, all of these appliances.
Consumer
as
stuff.
Well as food, additional food stuff, etc. As well as bringing in machine tools and so on. In addition to complementing what is going on here, they are growing their own businesses here. Tremendously, and trade has increased considerably with basically all the trading partners here.
June, one of your first jobs was to make microloans to local small businesses, wasn't it?
Yes, and now there have been over $100 million loaned out.
And how is that program working? How's repayment working out?
It's still about 98%. So essentially, that's considered 100%. So the Iraqis are very faithful with their credit and take it very seriously. These are not grants. These are indeed loans. And they have completely repaid them. So and that also means that those businesses, the small businesses, are successful, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's very important.
How many newspapers do you think there are in Iraq right now?
Oh, I don't even think I could count them.
And they're independent, aren't they?
From many, many, many of them. And the local ones we don't even see per se. The ones that are just locally distributed, say in Karbala.
Is there a true free press in Iraq now?
Yes, indeed. There are many. And we read many, many commentaries that people write in there in terms of their own opinions. Yes, and they're quite controversial in many cases, and they're all printed, yes.
Without fear of reprisal. Now,
that's correct.
Can you feel an Iraqi nationalism welling up in the Iraqi people right now?
Yes, very much so. You know, the Iraqis has been spoken about ever since we arrived here, that there's such a division. And there are differences, and there still are things that different groups argue about. But that's a healthy argument. They argue in Parliament.
You mean everything's not sweet and lovable like it here in the United States among the political parties?
It's just about like it is in the United States, but it is done without gunfire now.
Right.
It is
right.
Argued in open forums where everyone's opinion is listened to, and that's a very free flow dialogue here.
They have understood
cooperation across the board. Our railroads, which go everywhere, the Iraqi railroads, go everywhere. They're open for business. They travel through all the different geographic territories in Iraq. And all of that could only be made possible for many, many different people and groups and the government to participate and cooperate.
Yeah. Hey, June,
absolutely.
I'm sorry to say that we've run out of time. It's just one of those things. It's great to have you back. Thank you so much for your service, and we'll see you next time. Please be safe over there.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you very much.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.